Hello, this is Ray Hardesty welcoming you to another face-to-face for the magazine. And I'm struck lucky today because instead of one of the normal females that I get to meet, I've got a young mum with me today, and she is...
Sarah Broom, trading as Forest Thoughts.
That doesn't give you a clue as to what we're talking about today. And following a request from one of you to find out more about what Forest Thoughts is and does, Sarah's now going to have a chat with us and talk to us about one of the elements anyway.
Yeah.
And that is?
Women's drumming circles.
Women's drumming circles. What does that exactly mean?
Well, it means, to be honest, I will also do mixed drum circles, so not just women, but women coming together is a really powerful space. The drum is a frame drum, so we're not talking a big drum kit, we're talking one frame drum that you hold and that you beat without any prior experience or any prior knowledge, and you just beat it however you want to your own rhythm, and we all do it together.
Fine, that sounds really good, because of course most people will think of a drum kit and see someone like at the back of the Beatles or something,
yeah,
playing a whole host of different things, whereas you're talking about one implement you hold in your hand and that you,
yeah,
can manage.
And also people come not only to drum but to listen and absorb the sound, because when you've got a whole room full of people drumming, it's really, really strong, and you can just sit in that. So it's not even that you have to come to necessarily participate by making the noise, you can just be in it, which is really nice as well.
So then the reason why obviously I was asked to talk to you was because someone who hasn't got much sight,
mm-hmm,
thought that this might be something they could do,
yeah,
and at first hearing it does sound as if that's a possibility.
Definitely, I think anything that's related to sound is really accessible, because we can feel it and we can play it, but we can also feel it. So with the drum circle, it's an invited space, so you're always invited to play or invited to stand or invited to sing. There's no have to, and so in that case, if you are partially sighted, you choose to do what you're comfortable with. Which is good. I'm also running drumming with a sound bath at the end of the month, and the sound bath element especially is great because you are immersed in sound and you literally lay there and just go on a journey within your mind, like a meditative journey, which we do in drumming, but drumming's a little bit more physical, I think, so yeah.
A sound bath, that means you're getting bathed by sound.
Exactly,
is it?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So crystal bowls, gongs, and I do a really bad impression, which is like, but you just, your body just goes, you just feel like you're vibrating. It is amazing.
I think we're going extraterrestrial now, people.
But if you walk in and you're just feeling like, I'm tired, or I've had a busy day, or my brain's busy, and you walk out like you're floating, and drumming does the same thing. It's that kind of moving all the energy in your body and releasing it and getting rid of it and giving your brain a little bit of a time for freedom, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shall we give everyone just a slight note of the sound? You've got a drum here on the table between us.
So the drums I use are made with animal hide, most of them. There are synthetic drums as well, because I'm very aware that some people come into circle might be vegan and might not be happy with this. But the animal hide isn't about disrespecting the animal. It's very much about honouring the animal. So I made this drum, and it's a 14-inch wooden hoop. I can't remember what wood it is, but it may be ash, or maybe willow, and then it's covered in horse hide and sounds like.
Sounds like a drum.
Sounds like a drum. And it changes all the way around the head as well. I've used my fingers for that, but in circle we often use a beater, which can get a really good boom. It's a stick with a foam head.
Or a stick with a head on it,
yeah,
so you actually bang it.
Yeah. Yeah, and the head's stuffed with sheep's wool, so it's quite big. So it makes a really big like reverberation. So yeah, that's the drum. So if you can imagine, that's a really tentative sound, a really tentative example. But when you've got a group of women with their eyes closed in a dark space with candles, it's loud. It's powerful.
Yeah. And I will point out to everyone that we are sitting in Malden Library at the moment.
Yes.
So
it's very gentle.
We've not We've not been thrown out by anybody at the moment, certainly after that small demonstration. And nobody's come over and complained to us, so we're doing well.
I don't even think anyone really minded. The thing is with the drum is I think sometimes when you think of drumming and you think, oh my goodness, like my daughter actually plays the drum kit, you think, oh, it's going to be awful, but it's not. It's a lovely, lovely sound. So although it might be loud, it doesn't attack you, actually. And because it's such a natural sound, your body becomes in harmony with it. And that's why drumming circles are so good.
And where do you do this, then?
So in Mundon, Mundon Victory Hall, which is just outside of Maldon. I've got a couple in Burnham-on-Crouch. And I am looking to go to Heybridge area in the summer because there's a really nice space there that's outside. So because I'm Forest Thoughts as a company, it's because I'm a forest school leader. So my connection with nature comes through forest school with the young people and then connecting to nature with adults through the drumming circles.
So. That sounds like a good cross-generational match.
Yeah, and also a really, really lovely job to have because it's not like a job because I love it. So everything I do, I gain from. So that's good, yeah.
Well, that sounds remarkable. And do you hold these sessions very often at Mundon?
Mundon is every fourth Tuesday, 7 till 9, every fourth Tuesday. Sometimes there'll be a theme, so it could be full moon, could be new moon, it could be the spring equinox. Sometimes there isn't a theme. But yeah, so it's 2 hours and often we get there a little bit earlier. It's very rare people leave at 9. We're often chatting and we have a cup of tea and some treats afterwards, some herbal tea. And because the circle space isn't really one of conversation, everyone is quite individual. So we share things, but it's not a therapeutic space in the fact that you're given therapy and you're given advice. It's more that you sit there in your power and you work out what's going on with you.
Yeah.
So afterwards, people actually might then talk to each other, oh wow, it's my first time, how did you feel? And that's a really nice connection space, actually. So whilst I say 7 till 9, it's normally 7:45 till about 9:30, 9:45, and I'm going, okay, I've got a shot now. But that's so nice, that's a privilege.
Okay, why I mention time is because obviously probably someone who's coming along who's listening today would be brought by somebody else. Yeah. Now they could obviously stay, but I mean the other thing is that we need a rough time in which to pick someone up afterwards, and that makes complete sense.
It's really open and welcome, so if somebody was coming to pick somebody else up, they could still come in. It's not like, oh, you haven't been part of the drumming circle, leave. If at the end, welcome to come in, have a chat, see what it's about, or join us.
So even at the women's only event, you'll talk to the odd husband.
We'll let them in. I'm actually part of a health and wellbeing fair in Danbury in April, and that's going to be mixed circles. It's a whole holistic fair, and it's just like a tester. So there'll be men there, they're allowed.
Okay, so what tell me just a little bit more about that, because that's not that far away.
No, so Danbury are holding two of these fairs a year. It's the first time that I've gone to a fair.
Yeah.
And really, I think it's because the idea of drumming, some people are really cool to the drum, and some people are terrified, and they couldn't tell you why they're terrified, whether it's a vulnerability that if you stand there and you drum, you might start to get upset, because it really does move emotions. Be aware, it moves emotions. It can bring things up that you didn't realise you were carrying. You might start saying something, I didn't realise I felt like that, actually. And because of the beat of the drum, it moves that energy. So I don't want people to be worried by it. And I also think sometimes you might have a stereotypical view of what I look like. I am just an average woman with 3 children running around like a headless chicken, and sometimes take a couple of hours away just to be calm. It's not a really niche thing. So by going to a spirit health and wellbeing fair, it's not a spiritual fair, it's health and wellbeing. And I'll have my drums, and if someone wants to pick it up and bang it, do it. There's no expectation at all. So it's just familiarity and, confidence, I suppose.
Excellent. Okay, and do your sessions cost anything?
Yeah, dependent on venue. Mundon is £15, and tickets are available on Eventbrite. But different venues obviously have different higher costs, and my Burnham one is dearer. I'm going to say 22, but I'm actually not sure. So as long for me, I need to cover the cost. Actually, I want to make money, obviously everyone does, but I really want to give this to the community. So if I'm covering costs, I'm happy. But £15 in Mundon, because that's my regular one. So that's good.
Is that £15 for each month?
And there's no, you come to one, you don't have to come to the other, it's a choice. Some people come and they're like, when's the next one? I need this in my life. Some people are, okay, I need to process this. that was amazing, but I didn't know what to expect, and then they might come back a couple of months later.
Okay. Okay, and how can anyone get in touch with you about this?
So, several ways. You've got Instagram, Forest Thoughts. You've got Facebook, Forest Thoughts. And then Eventbrite, Forest Thoughts. And if you follow me on Eventbrite, when I release a new event, it comes through to email. So you get found, you know about that. But on both of those social media, to be honest, I am more Instagram-based. I prefer that platform. But I do go on Facebook and put events up and go into the different forums.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, thank you very much. We're all the best, and we'll see if anybody gets in touch. And
yeah,
see
be
some
lovely.
Rooms.
I look forward to
very
meeting
nice
people.
Very nice to talk to you, and thanks for waiting for me, because I was 15 minutes late at least. Yeah, that's not good. But thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Thank you.